Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. All right, it's Grab Bag Jones, but it's also a Patriots Friday.
It is, which means we will welcome Mike Mwenu to the Grab Bag on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Mwenu, welcome back to the Grab Bag.
Mike,
hello?
We lost Mike.
He is going to be back. I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay, good. He was into the...
I thought that Bruins uniform talk, maybe.
He was into the uniform analysis, is what it was. Yeah. No, for sure. How was the bye week? What'd you do?
Bye week was cool. Just went home for a little bit. Went from cold to cold, but nothing crazy. Just more relaxation.
Well, something that was pretty crazy is everything going on at Michigan. And as a Michigan man, Mike, I'm curious, do you have any thoughts on what's going on there with the former head coach?
Not too much. I mean, it's a crazy story. Just bad ball.
How much are you following the search and some of the names that are popping up? There's some very prominent names that have popped up in that coaching search.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't really know who will fit, but I think there's a lot of great coaches out there. So, I mean, they need a new leader, so it'll be cool.
Are you going to pay attention to the college football playoff? I know Michigan's not in it, but you sit 12 teams. A lot of your teammates, their schools are in it. Do you like the 12-team format? Are you going to be paying attention?
I'm gonna watch and see this year and see how it is, but I will be watching for sure.
I'm sure the Ohio State players are especially annoying for you personally, but is there anybody who's like really harping about their team in the college football playoff who like won't shut up about it? Anybody doing that?
No, not so much. We haven't really talked about it, or I haven't heard about it too much, but we'll see in this upcoming week.
All right, you guys played the Bills all the way back in Week 5, so I'm curious from your side of things, how similar, how different do you think you guys are in the matchup is?
You said how similar are we or are they? Sorry.
Yeah, how similar or different? I mean, going back, that was a long time ago when you guys last played.
Yeah, I would say they're very different. I think when you play teams twice, especially these as this much time apart, gives teams different views of you. Obviously, it's a lot of games in between, but, they had some people that were injured before that came back. So, some teams get healthier, some teams get injured, but, that's part of football. But it'll be interesting. And always playing the second game is always harder. You have some familiarity with the person that you're going against or scheme-wise. So, you can kind of look and kind of have a study guide and see what didn't help you and what helps you and kind of apply that to the second game.
You said before, and you even just mentioned, you went from the cold to the cold. You don't mind the cold weather, the cold weather games. How about specifically snow, which is in the forecast? What sort of challenges does that present to an offense, or do you prefer that? I've heard plenty of players say they actually don't mind the snow as an offensive player compared to defense. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't mind the snow at all. The only thing I would assume that it would affect is just like passing. People catching balls, stuff like that, keeping their hands warm, stuff like that. But it doesn't affect me. I encourage it. I don't really care. I like all the seasons, though.
you know, with the win on Sunday, you guys win the division, and that was one of the goals at the start of the year. I'm curious, has that been a topic of conversation at all this week, getting ready for it?
That has been the goal. That is the goal, and that's been our main goal and mission. So we got our eyes set on that.
Championship game for the AFC East, as Mike Vrabel referred to it earlier. I'm curious, I don't know if you heard the specific rant, and Todd Bowles has an interesting delivery, but he had an expletive-laden rant that a lot of people are discussing today. I wonder if you have a favorite all-time coaching rant, like, they are who we thought they were, you know, Rick Pitino, the negativity in this town stinks. Like, do you have a favorite all-time coaching rant?
No, not off the top of my head. I can't think of one right now.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, no, he said no.
I'm trying to think of some other good ones.
You don't have to give him the answer. He doesn't have one.
You like the Mike Gundy one. Yeah.
Mike, something that's taken over, I guess, TikTok and all of social media would be Drake May's wife's baking, and Michael's just been baking up a storm. How much of the stuff have you been able to try, and what is the best thing so far?
Everything has really been good, to be honest. I think there's stuff every week, pretty much. I haven't tried any in the last couple of weeks. By the time I get to the room, it's most of the guys tear it up.
Oh, man.
There's nothing left besides friends. But
bunch of I know I had the apple.
So
tell me about it.
I thought I heard Vrabel
say
this.
Who's the guy that eats it all? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Who's like not saving it for everybody?
It sucks to say, but it's our rookie, Marcus.
Marcus Bryant. Big Swole. Big Swole's getting in there.
He's eating all the bigness.
Wow.
Big Swole is a repeat offender.
Okay, nice. Now, I thought I heard Vrabel say this. Maybe I heard him wrong, or maybe he just didn't represent it properly. I thought I heard she specifically made stuff for the offensive linemen. Is she making it just for you guys as a group?
Just for Marcus Bryant, apparently.
Or is it for the whole team?
I want to say just for us. I'm not sure anyone else gets it, but when we come in our rooms on Friday, it's a platter or a bowl that's set out just for us. Or Drake brings it to us when we have our meetings and stuff.
Lovely.
It's helping the winning streak. It's whatever
working.
It is. So keep it going.
Whatever it's doing. It's exactly.
Lovely.
Keep that going.
Michael, I got to start taking down the recipe.
Okay.
You got to start getting there early.
Do that for us. Do that. Take down the recipe. Get there early and pass those recipes along to us, if you will.
I know, right?
We'll talk to you soon, Mike. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Bet, appreciate it, y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.